Addressing his parliamentary deputies, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan gave his first reaction to the overturning by the Constitutional Court of the government's decision to ease the headscarf ban in universities. Mr. Erdogan strongly condemned the decision.
Kimse kendini yasa koyucu yerine...
He said, nobody can put themselves in the place of the lawmaker. He added that blocking the will of Parliament through ideological legal interpretations is tantamount to going against the will of the people. The Prime Minister then went on to criticise the court for not publishing its reasoning behind the verdict. The judge's ruling has been condemned by some legal experts and the government for overstepping its powers. Head of the court, Hasim Kılıç, speaking to reporters after the ruling, justified their decision because of intense pressure on the court. He said speculations made on our court in recent months saddened us, and therefore we decided to announce the ruling in such a way. Several judges have claimed they were intimidated, with one accusing the police of following him. Judge Kılıç said over the weekend that a full and detailed explanation of their verdict will be released soon. In a separate case before the same court, Turkey's chief prosecutor is also seeking to disband Erdogan's party on the grounds it's a focal point of anti-secular activities. According to observers, the court's headscarf verdict makes it more likely that it will rule against the ruling AK party. Modern Turkey has been a strictly secular state since its founding by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk 83 years ago. Mindful of the rising polarization in the country, Mr. Erdogan appealed to his supporters to act with restraint.
Sorumlu davranmak, sağduyulu olmak,
Mr. Erdogan said we need to act responsibly and we need to act with common sense. No one should forget the fact that both legislation and the judiciary exist for the people. He said we cannot accept attempts aimed to harm legislation and judiciary. It's our common responsibility to further strengthen both of them. The parliamentary speaker, Kürsel Toptan, an AK member, was quoted by the Turkish media as saying it was the Prime Minister's responsibility to ease the rising tensions. Observers say Mr. Erdogan will also be aware he has to tread carefully. With the world economic credit crunch already making investors nervous, the Turkish economy could be hit hard by a further escalation in the political crisis. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.